breakdown, baby.
It's Monday, July 18th, 2016. Thanks for tuning in to this special All Bands I've Never Played Before episode of The Sounds of My Head. Sounds of My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
They say we're a plastic society, but I don't know. Out here on the road, I keep running into nonconformists, characters. I knew someday I'd run into the one who could win the prize for stubbornness and survival against the odds. I think I just found him.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds of My Head. Oh, what a great way to open up this here episode of the show, Dirty Girl. That's the name of the band from London. That was the song Transition, came off their EP Junk Food. Very good EP. If you like that song, pick up the EP. You won't be disappointed. It all sounds just like that. And actually, that song would have been great to have put on my all-women episode I did a couple episodes ago, what with all the all-women in it and everything like that. Pretty great. From London, from the formerly United Kingdom, now the less United Kingdom. Jeez, what a mess. Glad I'm avoiding all that mess. I mean, we have our own messes in America, but I'm... what a mess. Okay, up next, Erie Wanda from Amsterdam. That's right, she's from the Netherlands, and she's great. We're going to hear a couple tracks off her album Hum. Kind of reminds me of Amber Arcades, who I played recently as well on the show. We're going to hear the tracks I Am Over Here and New Harmony, both super fantastic, and both by a band, Erie Wanda, who I've never played before on the show, as will be the case for all the bands on this entire episode. Never played any of these people on the show before, so that's exciting. But here, without further ado, Erie Wanda, I'm Over Here and New Harmony, where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Time when you walked in to it and I found what Trump supporters saw in him besides those teensy, perfect for fisting fingers. So I put on my riot gear and I headed down to my first and last Trump rally. Who are you voting for?
T-R-U-M-P, Trump.
Great, thank you for spelling it.
Go Trump. His name's not Hillary.
Neither is Bernie's.
Yeah, but he's a socialist.
Okay, what does that mean?
He just, he's just not, like, he's just not good. Like, I don't like him at all.
Okay. We're talking about the role of sex in politics, and I want to know, do you think Trump is attractive?
Yes.
Good-looking guy, cleans up well.
Do you think that matters in a candidate?
No.
Do you think Hillary is attractive?
No.
Do you think it matters for her?
Maybe.
What about Hillary?
If she were a man, perhaps a 5.
Yeah.
A woman, we'll give her a 3.
If she was a man, she'd be hotter? Do you think Trump is an attractive man?
You know what? I have never even thought about it.
Well, do you think Hillary is an attractive woman?
I do not.
You have considered that?
I have considered that.
Do you think he has sex or makes love?
Probably number 2.
He probably does number 2.
Probably number 2.
He's doing number 2 all over Melania.
She's so beautiful, it could be number 1 as well.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Who will you be voting for in November?
Donald Trump. I've already endorsed him.
What are you?
I'm running for the United States Senate, California.
Would you perform a sex act on Trump if it meant he would for sure win?
I wouldn't even answer the question.
Would you kiss it?
No, I don't think this is appropriate.
Right, right. Would you kiss Donald Trump on the penis if it meant ISIS would disappear?
Easily, yeah. Oh, to get rid of ISIS, of course.
Would you go down on Hillary?
Oh, no.
Oh, God,
I am not a Hillary supporter, so.
Okay. He's had 4 wives. 3 wives? 4 wives. I can't. 4 bankruptcies, 3 wives, sorry. Okay. But you're still into him, even though he's going to build that wall and he thinks Mexicans are rapists.
He might change his mind.
He does that a lot. That's true.
Thank you.
Okay, let's catch up. After Eerie Wanda back there, we heard Flowers, another band from London. We heard the songs Pull My Arm and Ego Loss, both from their album Everybody's Dying to Meet You. Pretty strong stuff. Pull My Arm in particular, just super duper excellent. And Ego Loss kind of takes a little while to get going, but by the end, I feel like Ego Loss really rises to the occasion. Very good stuff. If you like those two songs, check out the whole album. I think there's an earlier Flowers album as well. Whatever. Okay, after Flowers, we heard Failed Flowers. Let's hope that's not Flowers' fate. But Failed Flowers from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Totally unrelated bands. They just happen to both have flowers in their name, so I put them on next to each other because that's the kind of guy I am. After Flowers, Failed Flowers, we heard Beautiful Shadow, Leave Them All Behind, and Supermarket Scene. All three songs were pretty short, so I decided to put three on because even all three together, they're like less than 8 minutes. So, yeah, Failed Flowers from their self-titled album. I believe that's their debut. Don't quote me on that. I think that's true. Pretty sure. I might have to edit that out because I don't remember if it's true or not. Might just leave this in to show you how unprepared I am. Okay, Failed Flowers, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Very good. Beautiful Shadow, Leave Them All Behind, Supermarket Scene. Okay, up next, very excited about this, and I can't believe I've never played them on the show before, but it's just because they only had one album, and it was so long ago that I wasn't doing the show yet, which is saying something, because I've been doing the show a long time. But their album came out in like the late 90s or 2000 or something like that, and then they just never put out anything else, and it was super awesome. Do you remember the Avalanches? Boy, I love the Avalanches. So good. Yeah, they got a new record. Very exciting. It's called Wildflower. We're going to hear a couple tracks from it. First, Frankie Sinatra, and then The Noisy Eater, my favorite. It features Biz Markie on vocals. Very good. I mean, just it's such a fun thing. Kind of doesn't fit in. I admit, these two songs don't sound like the rest of this episode, really. But that's okay, because I like variety. And I think the Avalanches are super top-shelf quality goodness. From Melbourne, Australia, without further ado, the Avalanches, Frankie Sinatra, and the Noisy Eater. Don't forget to check out their new Wildflower album, even if it's like 21 songs and a lot of them kind of feel like little short filler transitional non-songs or something. But there's still, in 21 tracks, there's still plenty of quality on there. So here we go, Frankie Sinatra, the Noisy Eater with Biz Markie right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
Office rocker, he's office rocker. Please, Mr. Officer, I only had some vodka, little marijuana, just a few biker, and only reefer. Circle around here while I'm driving. Player registration, OG license. Cause of that interior, your bitch wanna ride it. Great red bow jack, dick got loud jack. White House calling and they ask him where they don't know. What? Whatever. Modern day Stanley, how I wrote with that Sinatra. Up a pasta sprayer in her mouth like Monaco. Listening to salsa, rhythm of maracas. M.I.A. on the toga, that's my nursery vodka. I divide and conquer, blowing Willy Wonka. Baby mama wanna suck the down up at the concert. And they bitch no pay like Frank Sinatra, bitch. I do this shit my way. Like Frank Sinatra, bitch, do this shit my way.
Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
I'm so high, you're so high. If I take another step, then I test my die. Take another step, and I test my life. Tell her what she wanna hear just to get between them thighs. Underground, make up on top of the world. Took the bitch for oysters on my tongue on the pearl. So fuck what you say, do this shit my way. Like Frank Sinatra, bitch, did this shit my way.
Super slow rocker, I rip rhymes since the days when Frankie Crocker rock. From a stocky stock, known for his illy right hook to make Rocky block. That's no poppycock pirate. We can keep it irie, or we can keep it irie. Tylee, we'll keep it 100. From the heights and all the lights to Southern Comfort Muffin. Come with that headbang a boogie for that ass. Fill her, give a bully 10 noogies for the cash. A dash, dip slow on a marathon. Or maybe he goes in Calypso like Farrakhan. Or Frank Sinatra, man.
Once upon a time, I was a noisy eater.
I'm hungry, I want something to eat. Something with a crunch and very sweet. Just woke up so you know the scenario. I'm craving cereal like Cheerios. Maybe Frosted Flakes, I might munch. But what popped in my mind is Captain Crunch. So I went to the kitchen to pick my choice. In my stomach, I heard a voice that said, please feed me, my tank is on empty. I'm seeing things, so please don't tempt me. So I said, okay, and got my bowl. Got my milk and cereal, make sure it was cold. Sat down at the table and said my grace. Because I knew what's about to take place. Yum, yum, eat them up, my belly said. The crunch was so loud, everybody jumped out their bed. Now it's lunchtime and I'm hungry again. I don't know where I should begin. Maybe I'll get some super salmon. That's good. I don't want no chicken. It tastes like wood. But I have to have some chips. What's a crunch show? You can hear me go munch, munch, munch. Some old lady tell me on the shoulder out of a crowd and say, quiet down, bitch. You bunch it too loud.
Yeah.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After the Avalanches back there, we heard Expert Alterations from Baltimore, Maryland. They're a new band, I believe, and don't think they have any other albums, but they've got this new album called You Can't Always Be Liked, and from it we heard two tracks, Such a Stupid Fool and The Past and You. Both very good, kind of remind me of lo-fi Swedish pop, even though they have nothing to do with that. just kind of remind me of Such a Stupid Fool in particular. Kind of reminds me of some of the lo-fi Swedish bands I play on the show sometimes. That's what I know about that. Okay, Expert Alterations, very good. After that, we heard Steady Holiday from Los Angeles. She's fantastic. We heard two tracks, So Long and Your Version of Me, both from the album Under the Influence. Definitely wanted to check out that album if you like those two songs. It's super cool, super chill, kind of delicate, beautiful music. I like it a lot. Steady Holiday, very good right there from LA. Okay, finishing up the show with a band from Poland. How often do I get to do that? Not very often. I don't know if I'm sure I've played bands from Poland before. Probably. I don't know. Anyway, Miss is Sleepy is the name of the band. They got an EP called En Route, and we're going to hear the song Scream Sea Lions, which sounds like it's going to be like a heavy metal song, but it's not at all. It's like a sleepy 80s synthwave kind of sounding thing, and it's pretty chill. I like it a lot. So here we go. Without further ado, Miss is Sleepy, Scream Sea Lions, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. We'll be right back. that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Midnight Part 2 by Horse Beach. I also talked over Sprawl 2 Mountains Beyond Mountains, first by the Midnight String Quartet, then by the Yoga Pop-Ups, both instrumental covers. Midnight String Quartet version is pretty good. It's, Yoga Pop-Ups, kind of kind of lame, kind of reaching there. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, you can send me feedback at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Look for links to everything I talk about, including where you can follow me on social media, which is another way you can contact me, at thesoundsofmyhead.com. From there, you'll find links to even things like Spotify, where you can follow the various playlists I make for the show and have access to all the songs that I play that are available on Spotify without having to listen to me talk. Might be advantageous to you rather than hearing me blabber on like this, where I'm not even saying anything. It's just pointless. What am I talking about? That's right, I'm wrapping up the show. This is the end. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.